Hello and welcome to the Project D-Pad podcast, and with me here today is Mark. Say hello.
Hello.
And well, today's going to be a short show because, well, it's just me and Mark. So we're just going to get right into the news. So, wait, where's the news gone? Right, so we're not going to go through every single story, but we're just going to start off with, people might know that Xbox Live is going to have another update in around November, and apparently they're going to be improving the audio, like the chat system, so it will sound better when you're actually talking to someone, which is, it's going to be good. So yeah, there's not a full, like, it's not guaranteed that it's going to be there, but it's a big part of what might become the update. So yeah, what do you think of that, Mark? Is it going to be good or what?
Yeah, going to be pretty good, apart from the fact that most people don't really talk on Xbox apart from good friends.
Right, well, you heard it there from Mark. So another news, we think we might just add this in, seeing that's kind of stupid as well, but anyway, apparently Supreme Court in California is in dispute over a law banning sales of violent video games to minors. So, yeah, hate to be living in California and being younger than the age required to buy certain games. That would kind of suck over there. And also, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the gaming company Acclaim Games. But anyway, they were acquired by another game company 3 months ago. Because they were, well, losing money and they had no one to, supply them with what they needed. But, 3 months later now, the people who acquired them have dropped them again. So, apparently that's their final chance and now they're gone. And we won't see them again. So, anyone who liked their games, well, hate to be you. And also, Mark, do you want to tell them about the Red Dead Redemption movie thingy? Rumor? News?
According to this, apparently Brad Pitt has been asked to play the leading role for the Red Dead Redemption movie. And,
Okay. Okay, well, you heard it from Mark. And also, the global gaming market cap has passed $100 billion, so yeah, a lot of money there. And for our American buddies, Target and Best Buy are beginning to sell used games and granting in-store credit for previously owned wares. So I presume they're taking trade-ins now. I didn't know they didn't used to take trade-ins. Also, DJ Hero is going to have 105 songs, which is a lot. DJ Hero 2, that's what I meant, Mark. But yeah, that's pretty much all for news. So now we're going to have a break and we'll come back with retail releases. Welcome back. So, now we're going to do retail releases for this week. So, on the Wii, we have Metroid Other M. I don't know if anyone's excited for this. I'm not really. Also on Wii, we also have TNT Racers, which is an online party racing game. We're only mentioning like the more important ones, even though I don't see it as important. Anyway, we also have Castle Crashers coming out for the PlayStation Network, of course. Battlefield Bad Company 2 Ultimate Edition, which I presume comes with all the map packs, but just says here, comes packed with a variety of additional bonuses and content. For Xbox, we have Dead Rising 2 K-Zero, that's for the arcade. Also the Bad Company 2 Ultimate Edition. We also have, that's actually it. I presume Ferrari, the race experience, is also coming out. That hasn't been... Apparently it's coming out this week, but no. It doesn't actually give a proper release date. There's also Cosmos X2, which is a side-scrolling space shooter for the Nintendo DS. Guardians of Grax... Is that Graxia? Yeah, it features dynamic strategic gameplay in a fantasy-based environment, so I bet you it's like Final Fantasy. Also, Ghost Pirates of Voodoo Island. Explore beautifully hand-painted locations and get acquainted with a cast of salty sea dogs as the story unfolds with hilarious tongue-in-cheek twists and turns. I'm not going to be interested in that whatsoever. We also have Sam and Max, The Devil's Playhouse, Episode 5. The City That Dares Not Sleep for PC and Mac. Prison Tycoon Alcatraz. It's like just another tycoon game. Also, Ace Combat Joint Assault, which is pilot more than 40 fully licensed aircraft and control the skies in the latest flight action game in the Ace Combat series. We also have, is that Valkyrie? Chronicles 2? I have no idea what the hell that is, but anyway. Yeah, so that's pretty much the retail releases for this week. Well, the most important ones.
Important.
Oh, well, we also have this game for the DS called Little Bears. I'm not even going to go into it. We also have... I can't believe I'm saying this, but Camp Rock, the final jam for DS. God. Yeah, that's all the games for retail releases this week. So, Mark, do you fancy getting any of these?
The only games I probably look forward to are the Ace Combat Joint Assault,
which is for PSP. Now, where were we? Well, that's kind of loud. Sorry if that hurt your ears, people. We're kind of using a very makeshift mic right now, and it's not exactly the best. And sorry if you heard the birds in the back. They're just kind of, well, they're not usually there, but they're there to this week. So, yeah, just sorry about the problem. It's just this week is a very kind of topsy-turvy week because Aaron has kind of... got sick and stuff and he can't redo the podcast, and Robert just hasn't been available lately, so I had to resort to Mark. Yes! This is a special guest appearance, but he might be on again sometime, we don't know. So yeah, sorry about the short show, we just wanted to give you know, the basics and everything. But we'll be back, well, we should be back next week, and seeing that it's back into the school, it's here in Ireland. We'll probably be doing the podcast every Wednesday instead of Saturday, but we'll update on that on Twitter and everything later on. You can email us at projectepad@hotmail.com. You know the usual. It's all in the description. So yeah, thanks for listening, and bye bye. Say bye, Mark.
Good night, peoples.
Thanks for listening.